It's Thursday, December 8, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And it's so important to think through the doctrine of the songs we sing, because God deserves our best. Mark 12, verse 30 says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." Also, songs of worship that our God deserves, it need to have more depth than some feely, sappy song that sounds more like one that Whitney Houston is singing to her bodyguard than redeemed sinners singing to their Redeemer. I once heard a man say that if you could replace God or Jesus' name with your girlfriend or boyfriend's name in your worship song, the song is lacking. It must have doctrine. We need to sing that which is true about God and what He's done through Jesus, so as to stir our hearts to worship God in spirit and truth. The hymn we've been digging into this week is nothing short of that. "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." It's a beautiful Christmas hymn. You know, there comes a time when you just gotta sing, and now's that time. I've got Mike Beck on guitar. He's our youth pastor here at First Baptist Enterprise. And Craig Stringfield, our music minister here at First Baptist Enterprise, he's on the vocals. And they're going to be singing this awesome song for us. So please feel free to sing along. Feel free to get down. 'Tis the season. Well, this concludes our hymnology this week, looking at "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." And I hope that for the rest of the season, whenever we hear that song or whenever we sing this song, I hope that we can sing it and listen to it rightly inclining our minds and engaging our minds with the words so as to sink down in our hearts and drive our hearts to true worship, worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. Now, I want to remind you that tomorrow is Friday, and Fridays at the Daily, we take one of your questions. And tomorrow's question is a good one. And it reads, should parents spank their children? That's a good question. Pretty simple, but it can get complex. So we're going to take a look at that biblically tomorrow when we meet again on the First Baptist Daily. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Oh,